Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Mark Lauder will join us momentarily. He is the Director of Strategic Communications for Trump 2020, former Special Assistant to the President and Press Secretary to Vice President Mike Pence. He's probably on a golf course in Florida today after that debate last night, saying, there's not too much to worry about. Let's go to Mark Lauder. Mark, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I wish I was playing golf right now, but I'm here in Iowa and actually in Des Moines.
Aha! All right, so what is it like on the ground there? Who it seems to be Sanders and Biden, but do you see Elizabeth Warren from last night, which I don't see her as the winner last night. I see Bernie ultimately as the winner of this. How do you see it in Iowa?
Well, I also hear there's a lot of folks out here who are giving serious consideration to Mayor Pete and even Amy Klobuchar, who's obviously from just up north in Minnesota. So, it's really going to be interesting. I said this the other day, and I think it's true. Anyone who thinks the Iowa caucuses are going to settle things for Democrats are fooling themselves. I think they're going to come out of the caucuses about as scrambled as a breakfast platter at Waffle House.
Yes, I know. I like how you put the Waffle House in there. That was a nice... So, Mark, the biggest overriding area, and I was making this point, because of Trump's style, it's different than Reagan, but he's very optimistic, confident, manufacturing jobs coming back in America. The Democrats across the board are doom and gloom, not just because they're going against the incumbent. This is what appeals to their party.
Yeah, and they're in such denial. I mean, how much of that debate last night covered the economy? Well, it's because they can't debate the economy with President Trump. And I think it's really interesting, when you have folks like Joe Biden out there, thinking that he still represents the middle class when it was his NAFTA deal that he voted for that caused so many jobs to leave. He was the champion of the TPP agreement, which even big labor hated. And so time and time again, you look at the policies that they're endorsing. You saw it on stage last night. They actually said that they would oppose the USMCA because it didn't have enough of their green raw deal stuff in it. Well, that means something to middle America. That means something not only to our farmers, but to manufacturers, and especially those in heavy manufacturing, auto manufacturing. The USMCA is a game changer for them. And you got Democrats up there that are saying they would vote against it because they don't like the green part of it.
We're talking with Mark Lauder, Director of Strategic Communications for Trump 2020, about the only one that gets it, that you at least have to pretend to be a populist in her own way, was Elizabeth Warren on this one, that she said, it's not fully what she'd want, but she'd move forward on it. The others, including Bernie Sanders, who you think would get that, you're right, even going in the face of the labor unions, which is an area that Trump, second to no Republican that I ever remember, is able to reach on stuff like this.
No, you're absolutely right. And I mean, and look at their discussions about Medicare for all and socialized health care. I mean, that takes away the health insurance that has been long negotiated and hard fought for by so many labor unions and so many members, like their health insurance and want to keep it. Yet you've got major Democrats up there saying they're going to take it away from you and they're going to push you into this government system. It just doesn't make any sense. And then when you look at it from a broader perspective, I mean, this is a president who's actually delivering health care. We've got prescription drug prices going down, which means so much to so many families. And if we can get Congress to work with President, we can actually help bring down costs even more. But they would rather just have a government takeover of the whole thing.
Will we see you in Wildwood on the 28th? We're counting down to this. I've never seen, we're not that close to Hershey. We're like 2 hours away. Wildwood is closer and more of our background here. And it's crazy what's going on the ground here as far as hotel rates and everything else. You guys aware of that in Wildwood, New Jersey on the 28th?
It's going to be amazing. And I think it also shows you, I mean, not only is the president there showing his strong support for Jeff Van Drew, who made the decision that the Democrat Party had left him and he went and he became a Republican. But also, I think it shows that we're putting every state on the map, especially when you have a self-avowed socialist leading their field right now. Every state is in play, with maybe the exception of the People's Republic of California.
All right. We can only dream about that. Hey, Mark, thank you very much. Thanks for the time today. To be continued down the road.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.